We're about to deliver you all the best bits of Carrie and Tommy.
But what about dinner?
Say hello to HelloFresh meal kits delivered to your door with quick and easy recipes and fresh seasonal ingredients.
You'll be serving up something delicious in no time.
HelloFresh, inspiration delivered.
And a very happy Monday to you both, Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. How are you guys? Oh,
good. We've got the birthday boy here. How was your birthday?
It was really great. Thanks, Bickers.
How old are you now?
22.
You're not.
That's so good. You know, when you said to me, hey, let's never reveal our real ages on air because I'm pushing 45, I looked you in the eyes and I said, okay, I agree.
I just want to know that you're older because I feel like now's the time to grow up. How old are you?
Oh, I'm 35.
Yeah.
I've got a few grey hairs coming through.
Well, here's your present. Happy birthday to you.
Get
a cake for you. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
We've kept up the tradition of your beautiful cake that we give you every
poor
year.
Poor Belle. Did Belle have to order this again?
Yeah.
It says, happy effing birthday, Tommy, on it, which is great, and I love it. But I know Belle is the one that has to ring the cake shop and say...
I think Eli recorded that conversation so we can whack it up online.
Oh, really? Great.
Surely
thank
we
so
just
much,
go
guys.
Back to the same place so that they know that it's us.
And obviously, this is the cake, but what did you get me for a present?
We did. Well, I mean, it's not great for on air, but here's your present.
Oh, did you actually get me a present?
Yeah, I wouldn't bother opening and doing this on air. This is not interesting.
Why?
Because it's just a nice present.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
then
really not.
Let's stick with the happy effing birthday cake, Tommy.
Coming up later on in the show, because you took a celeb to Saturday Sport.
Oh, yeah. Look, I enjoyed it. So did the ladies at the Saturday
Sport. Oh, damn. Too. Okay, yeah, you and Peter Andre.
Oh, my God. Imagine Peter Andre. Do you reckon Peter Andre only gets around with his top off? Has anyone ever seen Peter Andre with a top on?
Yeah, great. Give us a call, 131060. We'd love to hear it.
It is Carrie and Tommy. Coming up next, Tommy. Bit of action with Mick Fanning over the weekend.
I want to know about this.
Oh, yeah. Bit great
I saw
white
this on the project last
stuff.
Night.
Yeah, that's I've got awesome. Some inside goss.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And
just guys, eating cake.
Yeah, just eating cake.
I think the best part about us giving you cake every year is you hate cake.
I don't like
but
cake.
But we love it.
No, that's why on my actual birthday I got a breakfast croissant. With a candle in it.
Aww.
But it's still nice. This
I
goes
heard you got a thing over the loudspeaker on your flight as well.
Yeah.
That would have been embarrassing.
Yeah, I disappeared into my seat. If you really want to ruin someone's birthday, get the Qantas staff to
it's
say,
pretty funny.
And there's a young boy on board. Name Tommy. No,
that would have really
lovely.
Put some mayo over it too.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Okay, young fella. We hope you're having a great birthday. But guys, you might have seen on the project last night, we also played my interview with Mick Fanning where I went diving with great white sharks with the great man. Mm. And the first question on everybody's lips was, is Mick Fanning scared of sharks? And he put it pretty bluntly.
So are you scared of sharks?
100%, yeah.
How do you get ready to dive with sharks? I'm asking because I want to know.
Well, first you got to ring people closest to you.
and if you wonder why we're talking about Mick Fanning, who is the three-time world surfing champ and sharks and his fear of sharks, it's because of his, he describes it as an incident years ago at Jay Bay.
How long ago? When did that happen?
2015.
That must be like 5 years. Yeah, I was thinking it was almost 5 years ago now.
And this is him describing that moment.
For me, it's a bit of a personal journey. Obviously, I had my incident back in 2015. I heard a splash behind me, and from then on it was just, I was just trying to get my board in between me and the shark, and then once it knocked me off and I got dragged underneath by my leg rope a little bit, it was like, oh, uh-oh. And then the last thing I saw was my board just sailing off on the sunset on its fin.
Oh, my God.
It's terrifying, right? I don't know if you remember.
Why are we making him go back in there?
Yeah, good TV, mate. Good TV. I don't know if you remember. The thing I talked to him about this, that I remembered most from it, was Julian Wilson, the surfer who was in his heat against him and mates with him. He swam towards him to help.
Oh.
And then when they'd got him out of the water, he didn't know whether or not initially, because there are waves rolling in, whether Mick had gotten out. And when he realised he was safe, he was so overcome with emotion that he was just streaming tears on the side, just saying, you know, that he thought he'd lost a mate and that how much bigger than surfing this was and all this stuff. And there we are, getting ready to go out the next morning. bright and early in Port Lincoln, which is in South Australia, and the Neptune Islands, which are 4 hours by fast boat out from there. So you're in the middle of nowhere, in one of the sharkiest joints in the world. And this is a man who had become iconic for the shark punch.
Yes.
He's achieved pretty much everything you can achieve in surfing, and yet people, when you say Mick Fanning, they go...
He's the guy that punched the shark.
Yes, well, yes. Clear that up a little bit.
I find it funny you call it an incident.
Yeah, no.
Because I would call it a shark tried to kill you.
Yeah, look, I don't think it did.
So if it didn't try and kill you, do you feel bad punching it?
Oh, I didn't really punch it. Seriously, I was just doing this to get away from it.
I would be doing the same.
Yeah.
Such an Aussie thing. I mean, I didn't really punch it. I mean, us, the media, took that word and ran with it. And he became the guy that punched the shark, and he's the guy that punched the shark going, I didn't really punch it.
Yeah, but that is also what blokes say when they definitely did stuff. I didn't really throw anything.
That's what you say.
Yeah. I didn't really do my dax.
How was it doing it?
It was awesome.
Was it scary?
No, it wasn't scary. It was strange. So we went out super early in the morning, and it's a long trip out there, and it's rough, and the anticipation is all building up. And then you get out there, and even the first one we saw, I think it's probably, yeah, we had to get from one boat to the other, and it's a tiny little rubber dinghy that you're on. And when we got out there, the first thing we saw was like a 5 metre great white. And then we got on maybe a 3 metre rubber dinghy, and we had to get across to the bigger boat. And like at that stage, I was like, and you're sitting on the edge of the rubber dinghy.
So it could just jump out and grab you.
Well, they let us know then. They go, don't worry, if he pops the dinghy, it can still float.
Oh, that's comforting.
I know.
How often does the dinghy pop?
I don't know, but enough that he was like, nah,
how long did it take you to be on the dinghy?
So then, 2 minutes at most. Okay. And then you get over. But then again, you have to step from the dinghy up into the boat. And I'm a bit clumsy. And so any instance, I'm like,
I just pictured myself falling into
the water.
And then what are you seeing them in?
So
in
then you get into the cage. Yeah. And I reckon we were down there probably for maybe half an hour before we saw the first one come over.
And how big are the holes in the cage? Could you put your hand through?
Yeah, yeah. If you wanted to, you could put your whole arm out.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And how close and do you every stand now and to then, it? Are you right in the middle or you...
Nah, you get right up because strangely, as soon as, and you're in a cage, I can't specify that enough. So it's not, I don't think it's brave to go, it wasn't scary, but it just wasn't. It was like really relaxing. It was like being in an aquarium. It was. It was the first thing I could say when I got out of the water.
Saw this beautiful great white, maybe 3 metres from me, just cruising past, weirdly calming. I don't know why. Maybe I'm a hero.
You said it, not me.
The only bits that were slightly off-putting, this was only the first time, when we first went in, the cage started filling up with, like, blood, and it was like something out of a horror movie, and I didn't realize, it's because they were putting fish guts and stuff in the water.
Oh.
But the first time I didn't really know, and I, like, looked around thinking Mick's been bitten by a shark.
Yeah. Where's his fingers and toes?
Yeah, yeah. And then, but then even when you realize, it's pretty gross because there's bits of guts going past you as the blood is all through the water. But still, the first time you see the actual shark, it's really, you just want to get close to it.
Do you see them eating the stuff? Like, do you see them?
Yeah, you see them eating.
Sound like a dog. Doesn't sound like that.
Because also the guts attracts heaps of fish.
Right.
And so then they'll go at the fish. Yeah, yeah. It's awesome.
I don't reckon I could find that calming. It's stressing me hearing about it.
Well, here's what I want to know. On 13 1060, what scary thing or what thing that maybe terrifies other people or the idea of terrifies you that did you actually find really calming?
Yes.
Give us a call, 13 1060. Get involved.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I think I went diving with great white sharks and the great man, pro surfing world champion Mick Fanning, who, of course, had an incident as he called it.
He punched the shark, mate.
He snapped him. He snapped him. Don't look me in the eyes. Bang! and I asked him the question beforehand, was he scared? And he said yes. And then we both agreed it was a very calming experience.
Well, Jesse said that he also found swimming with the sharks. In fact, he stuck his hand out to try and touch one.
Did you?
Yeah, we did it in South Africa. And as it had all fully gone past, the tail was just near the cage. And I thought, like, it was just like,
30 centimetres out.
Yeah.
I thought I'd try and touch it because when else will you get that experience?
And as Jesse said, what if I never get the chance again? I was like, you know that you often think of things you regret when you pass away. It's not something I'd be going, just wish that
I never grabbed him by the tail.
It sounds stupid saying it, but in the cage I thought, great idea.
Yeah, I love it. I love it, Jess. Andrew, what did you do that was strangely calming?
I went skydiving.
Oh. And that, I've been skydiving, it was terrifying.
The first bit's terrifying though, Andrew. Don't they say the next bit's really amazing?
No, even the free fall was calming.
Sure.
Was it? So on the way up, were you relaxed the whole time or was there any terror?
I was relaxed the whole time and the instructor asked how many times I've been before because of how relaxed I was. I said it was the first time, so we did flips and barrel rolls out of the plane because I was so calm.
Just listening to you now, Andrew, does anything sort of get you going? Are you pretty chilled with everything?
The fear, I have no fear.
You might be missing that bit. What's the amygdala? The bit in your brain.
Yeah. Oh, you and Todd Sampson are missing a bit of your noggin.
I've face jumped and that wasn't scary either. That was quite calming.
But Andrew, but then what? I am interested in this. What does excite you?
I like doing it, but I find it calming. Okay. It doesn't terrify me or scare me. So I enjoy doing it.
Are you scared of anything like snakes or
no?
What a mad dog. Good on you, Andrew.
So chill.
Great stuff.
What about you, Rochelle? What scary thing do you find surprisingly calming?
Hi, guys. I was in Africa and had talked about going to a sit and hide, which is like an ant hunt that you sit in and let the nature come to you. And we were in that and some elephants came very close, but then the wind had changed and they had caught a sniff of us. So they started like thumping on top of the ant hide and surrounding the ant hide that we were in. God. And I was totally calm and I actually had my camera going and everyone was telling me to be quiet because I was making all these clicking noises with my camera. But yeah, I was totally calm. I mean, it wasn't until we got back up to the bar afterwards that I found out that someone had died in it the year before, but I was still calm.
Maybe it's because you didn't know that too. Sometimes more information is
bad.
Not good.
I mean, I had pushed to actually go into the hide. Like, I asked and asked and asked for maybe about 5 days, and they kept putting me off going, oh, no, no, you know, no, no. And I just kept asking because I knew I really wanted to do it.
Rochelle, it's a great story, but I was also really impressed with your camera clicking sound that you make. Can you do that again? Great stuff.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
It's really good.
What about Wolfgang? Hey, Wolfgang, what really scary thing do you find surprisingly calming?
Yeah, hi, guys. No, basically lifting really heavy weights in the gym. I lift very heavy and people usually get freaked out, but for me it's calming.
You lifting big weights, bro? What are you lifting? Wolfgang, what are you lifting? Talk to me.
Leg press, I get up to just under 800 kilos.
Oh, legs? Who cares? What are you doing with your chest?
Well, you know, you got to train the pins. No point training the upper body if you're not training the legs.
Smaller pins makes my upper body
look
bigger.
Say? Is that how you justify your
mini
pins?
I want to be an upside down pyramid.
What about Amanda? Let's finish on Amanda. Amanda, what do you find calming that everyone else gets freaked out about?
I thought you were going to ask Amanda what she's leg pressing.
I find giving birth quite relaxing.
Wow.
To the point with my fourth, I actually pulled her out myself.
Did you, Amanda?
Oh, my God.
Aren't you an incredible specimen?
I mean, I've heard that they're kind of falling out by number four, Amanda. Is that true?
No, they were quite good. My first three boys were a bit intense, but on the fourth, I demanded an epidural. And she said, you want to have a go of pulling her out? And I said, okay. So I pulled her out.
Wow. Bow down, Amanda. That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's just, I think that tops them all.
I'm
certainly tops Wolfgang.
Yeah. I mean, sure, you've given
Wolfgang,
birth.
But I don't find lifting weights scary. Is
well,
that scary?
Let's put a man to the test. I mean, I'm sure you've pulled your own child out from yourself, but have you been to the gym, Amanda?
No, I don't go to the gym.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little for your Monday Arvo, doing it all thanks to HelloFresh, inspiration delivered.
Yeah.
So delicious. Arrives at your door, don't have to go to the shops, you open it, there's your week's meals.
Yeah.
So straight. You could even cook them, the recipes are so straightforward.
That straightforward?
They're very straightforward. Kids can do it, and the best bit is that they're seasonal, so things that you wouldn't think to cook, they arrive, and then you're like, this is delicious.
So good. But up next, Bickers, we need to get to the bottom of, you said you bought someone... or there was someone at Saturday Sport and you said the ladies.
Well, I just took a friend to Saturday Morning Sport, but sometimes you sometimes you forget your friends are celebrities.
When have you forgotten your friend is a celebrity? Give us a call.
Anyway, 13, we need to talk about it next because, yeah, it was a highlight of one lady's morning.
Oh.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because you were mentioning that there was someone at Saturday Morning Sport. You were mentioning the ladies at Saturday Morning Sport were swooning. Mm. And then you happened to drop just before that. You know when you accidentally forget that you're friends with a celebrity? So you took a celebrity to Saturday Morning Sport.
Well, I didn't take a celebrity as per se.
Was it a celebrity day?
No. We just had Saturday Morning Sport watching Ollie play cricket.
Yep.
And we were trying to catch up with a friend of mine and Chris's, who happens to be a celebrity as well. And then he arrived and I kind of forgot in the process that obviously it would be exciting to have this person at the cricket. I even at one point missed one of the plays on the field where Ollie got a great catch because even I was distracted
by the celebrity
at the Saturday Morning Sport.
I know who distracts ladies to such a degree, and that is the good doctor, Chris Brown. G'day.
Oh, good afternoon, Tommy. Good afternoon. Hello, Barry.
It was a good catch. Talk me through it just so I can pretend I saw it.
Look, I worked out very quickly how Saturday Morning Sport works. It's just one big catch-up for all the parents and the visitors. And as long as one person is watching the game, they can then report back exactly the play that just occurred to cover up the fact no one's actually watching Saturday
Morning
Sport. You're
a smart man, Brownie.
But Brownie, I've got a question, and I suspect I already know the answer. Was Bickers hitting the piss pretty hard?
Well, there was like a keep cup sort of coffee.
Yes.
Thing happening.
Always.
But you know, was it an Irish coffee or was it just a latte? It was hard to tell.
To be fair, Friday afternoon cricket, I used to take some wine, and then I realised not everyone else was taking wine, so I stopped taking wine.
It was all a little bit free and easy, I've got to say, Tommy. It was all relaxed. It was all a lot of chats. Everyone's trying to cover up a bit of a hangover at different points. And the game really comes not even second, it's sort of third or fourth.
It's not.
Yeah,
Ollie
it's drinking.
Absolute amazing day on the field.
And then trying to hit on the other kids' parents. Then trying to hit on the field umpire. And then worst comes to worst, I guess you watch the kids play.
But as I left, I found it funny because I left before Brownie left. And as I left, I heard one of the mums say, "Is that Dr. Chris Brown?" like this. And that was only then that I remembered how weird it must be to see Dr. Chris Brown at your kids' Saturday Morning Sport, right?
Yeah, but do they think it's weird to see Carrie Bickmore there?
Well, probably because they know me from school.
They probably assume you two are having an affair.
we just make our way around Saturday. I'm not sure we'd parade ourselves Saturday Morning Sport.
The perfect cover-up. We wouldn't be that stupid.
You got to hide in plain sight, right?
That's exactly right.
With my partner there.
Yes. No wonder you're all drinking. You would have felt
that's
full of guilty.
Exciting, Carrie.
Anyway, it made me think, how often are you going to people's Saturday Morning Sports, Brownie?
Not often. Was it obvious that I'm not experienced at Saturday Morning Sport?
No, you were great. As we said, you were the only one that watched the game. You were very, very good.
That's embarrassing. That's why you stood out like a novice.
At different points, I had to show off my child mining skills with Addie and Evie and just showcase just how poor those skills are and then report back at the game. And it's Saturday Morning Sport, it's not an easy gig, I've got to say. I have respect for you regulars.
You came to for an hour, we're in every Saturday morning for about 6 hours.
I feel like I'm about parenting in general.
I mean, you got to cope in your own ways. And Carrie, you demonstrated exactly what one of those ways is by your coffee with added ingredients.
To be fair, you are amazing with kids. In fact, Brownie once looked after my son Ollie on a New Year's Eve in Sydney and took him down while we went to a party. He stayed home with Ollie and took him down to watch the fireworks and explained about light and sound and when as the fireworks were going. And then Ollie still talks to this day about Brownie and everything. Anyway, you're a really lovely friend.
Look, I do all right. But, like, I mean, Ollie's got the added bonus, the fact that he's got a good animal mind and wants to ask 164 different animal questions. But
well, so did Evie. What did she ask you on Saturday morning?
She asked me, she wanted to know, do dogs wink?
Like, well, that's a fair question.
Do you wink as in all-knowing, hey, mummy's got the special coffee again.
do they wink?
Well, yeah, they do. They do. And they do.
But do they, you said they blinked but not winked.
No, they... Okay. I mean, look... Sure, yeah, I may have sort of
dumbed it down for the audience that was there. But it was
me.
Yeah, that, correct.
The
but they do. But they do it as a way of. It's actually a sign of comfort to say I actually like you. To they give you a little double blink, and then and you know that was that's well, how they passed
on
the.
There was lots of double blinks going on the side of the sporting food with Brownie there on Saturday morning. And what I want to know is he wouldn't be the first celebrity to rock up to Saturday Morning Sport. I want to know who you saw at Saturday Morning Sport. There you are with the kids going about your life, and then you're like, is that? Oh my God!
Is that Margot Robbie? I've gone high. I've aimed very high.
131060 is the number. Give us a call.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
So I had Saturday morning cricket with Ol on Saturday morning, and Chris and I were there, and a friend was in town, a celebrity, but obviously we don't think of him that way. And we were like, "Come down and watch the sport with us. We'll just have a coffee." Dr. Chris Brown came and watched Saturday Morning Sport.
The Bondi vet.
It was only when we were leaving, and I heard one of the mums go, "Is that Dr. Chris Brown?" That I went, "I guess that's weird. Not weird." For us, but perhaps weird and exciting for somebody else.
Yeah, to see Chris Brown in the audience. And you thought, who else has been in the audience of Saturday Sport?
Because everybody, even the celebrities, are part of families. They have friends. They're real people. They'd be all the time watching their nieces and nephews and their own kids.
Leah, who did you see?
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Good, legend. Good. What happened?
We saw and we frequently see Carrie's mate, Peter Hellyer. Basketball. So I won't say where or groups or whatnot, but we see him. And I did that very thing, Carrie. I just thought, you know what, he's just being a dad. So it's really good and respectful to leave them be when they're doing those things, I think.
I mean, each to their own. If I'm out, I love people saying hi. The more the merrier.
You're far more desperate than Peter Hellyer, though.
Oh, yeah, way
He's pretty
more
cool, calm, collected. Yes, yeah,
absolutely true.
Thanks, Leah. Adam, who did you see at Saturday Morning Sport?
Russell Crowe used to come watch me play junior football because I played alongside his nephew.
I love how he used to watch you come play.
Yeah, he was only there for me.
He used to
stand at the back with his dark sunglasses and his hat on and try and go unnoticed, but a few people would spot him out.
Don't you think it makes them look more obvious?
Yeah, I think so. I used to spot him straight away. He only came twice, but every time he was there, I'd spot him as soon as he got out of his car.
Which period, which Russell Crowe are we talking about? Like
Gladiator or...
Oh, probably not. It could have been Gladiator. He used to look pretty scruffy.
Yeah, he loves that. Yeah, loves growing the beard out.
Had the rugged beard thing going on.
I honestly think if you are a celebrity and you want to get spotted, put on a hat and dark sunglasses because people go, that person must be famous, and then try and work out who it is.
Awesome, Adam. What about Amy? Amy, have you seen anyone fun at Saturday Morning Sport?
Yes, I did. It was Beck Hewitt.
That's not bad. What was Beck doing?
She was just dropping off the kids, just being an ordinary mum, and she was just gorgeous. Just, I walked in, I had my little home and away, you know, moment. I was like, oh my God, that's so cute. And I realised we're at gym, and I said, oh, I better tone it down.
Oh, it wasn't tennis?
No, it wasn't tennis. No,
you wonder how late
it is. Sam Cruz. And Sam Cruz plays a lot of tennis in Melbourne.
Oh, okay. I don't know what else to add. Good on you, Ames. Thank you. You've actually absolutely filled the brief there. Great stuff. Danielle, finish us off. I'm assuming because you asked, it's going to be a huge name. Danielle, who did you see at Saturday Morning Sport?
Toadfish, a.k.a. Jared Rebecky from Neighbours.
Oh, yeah. Amazing.
Yes. Cracking
junior
basketball coach.
Is he?
He's a coach?
Yeah. Well, That's he was awesome. About a year and a half, 2 years ago.
Did you know he said to me, he said, people always say to me, Tony, and then they correct themselves and they go, so sorry, Jared Rebecky, and they assume that that is his real name.
And that's not his real name?
No.
What's his real name?
That's his character's name.
Oh.
So that's his character's nickname.
Sorry.
And then his character's name.
What's his name?
Danielle, do you know his name?
I believe it. Is it Ryan?
It is.
Ryan.
It's Ryan Maloney.
Ryan Maloney.
Give her a prize, Jess.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Bickers, I've got a bit of a fun story for you here. Do you know anything about this story?
Don't mention it.
So a bit of a fun story for you here. A backyard scientist. I love a backyard scientist. And actually, I'd love to just know on 131060, what have you built in your backyard?
Oh, God.
Because this is
never
great.
Ends well.
A US daredevil pilot, Mad Mike Hughes, 64 years old. He built himself a steam-powered rocket.
Because I've seen this,
He built himself a steam-powered rocket. Now, why would he do that, do you reckon, Bickers?
Because, yeah, he's an idiot. Yeah,
because he's mad. Mad might use the U.S. Science Channel.
So what did he build again? A steam-powered rocket.
Yes, because the U.S. Science Channel were filming a series about amateur rocket makers. Oh. And so they thought, you know who we need? Mad Mike Hughes. Because Mad Mike Hughes was building his rocket and strapping himself to it because he wanted to get 1,500 meters into the air to have a look out at the Earth because he is a flat earther. And he thought from that high up, he'll be able to look out and see it's flat and go, ha ha, everyone else is idiots. And then he'll float down to safety. But you know what happened when Mad Mike Hughes popped the button and shot his rocket off? His parachute got caught and it ripped off and he went flying up into the air on his rocket, and he was quite good at building a rocket. So he went 1,500 metres up into the air. He did. With no parachute, no other way to get down. And so who knows what he saw from up there. And maybe...
Is he still up there?
Man Mike Hughes has died. He's dead. He died.
And now everyone's laughing at him going, Mad Mike Hughes, you idiot.
Mad Mike Hughes. But he might have got up here and he might have died a happy man because he might have died going, it is flat, I'll tell everybody.
Well, no, we know that's not possible.
Not possible.
So it would have been a very sad ending for Mad Mike
Hughes. He still built an amazing rocket in his backyard. Narelle.
I love Narelle.
Narelle, what did you build in your backyard?
Hi. I have two children and two big dogs.
Yes.
The children refuse to pick up all the dog poo, so I got a blower vac and deconstructed it. And when it does the mulching, I've deconstructed it and put a disposable vacuum bag on the back of it.
Yep.
And so I turn it on to mulch and it sucks up all the poo into the disposable vacuum bag.
It's a poo vacuum. Really good stuff, there, Narelle. I don't know why I'm the only one sucking you in. Thank you. Narelle, that's great. And like Mad Mike, has anyone died in the making of your backyard invention?
Only from the smell. No.
Yes, okay. 13 10 60. Mm. This is fun. What did you invent? What did you build in your backyard?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Talking about a fun little story in the news today. Mad Mike Hughes built a rocket in his backyard because he was a flat earther and he thought if he got a K and a half up in the air to view it from up there, he could see that it was flat. But obviously,
what happened?
Well, his chute came off him, and he
did get to go up though.
He did get to go up and then down. He did. So we're asking 13 10 60. What'd you build in your backyard, Luke? What'd you build?
Yeah, g'day, mate. We built a 750cc mobility scooter.
Yeah, awesome. So 750cc. How fast is that mobility scooter going?
Oh, easily hit 100 kilometres an hour.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that's great.
So just for me to understand, because I don't really understand, Luke, so you got a mobility scooter and you just jazzed it up, yeah?
Yeah, so originally I actually broke both my legs and my dad and I sort of, we wanted a project, so we got a mobility scooter and a Suzuki road bike and, yeah, went to work on it and engine swapped a 750cc GXR motor into a mobility scooter.
Mate, I love it. I've got a mate who is in a wheelchair and he's currently building like a car wheelchair. So it's gonna
oh
absolutely
my God.
Fang. Luke, that's great stuff. Awesome, brother.
Wait, where do you take it, Luke, to go on it?
Oh, around the house, wherever you want.
It feels like that's a waste when it can get up to 100.
Imagine someone's telling you dinner's ready and you just hit 100 coming into the dining room
table. Well, what we want to do is we want to take it to the local car show and put some bread and milk in the front basket so we look like we've just been down to the local supermarket.
Yeah, great.
Funny.
And then take off. Awesome.
Funny.
It is awesome. Marshua from the Pots and Pans, what's your story?
I've got a couple of things thinking about things we built in the backyard. One, my brother and I always used to argue playing backyard cricket over whether we're out automatic wiki or not.
Yes.
So I rigged up my video camera to be a third umpire.
Oh, that's good.
In the garage. And then at the first controversial decision, we went inside and then argued over what the footage showed.
What was your rules? Because for me, it was between fence palings. So, like, it was a certain fence paling, a certain fence paling. That's where the automatic wiki shut off.
It was one rung of the carport. So it was one car bay. So it was whatever was behind that.
Yeah.
So are you claiming royalties now for third umpire?
Yeah, exactly. That was me who came up with
it. It was you who came up with the whole concept.
The other one, which a bit like, was it Luke before, that probably shouldn't be doing this anymore, but it was the 90s. It was a different time. My brother owned a motorbike. We lived in the country as well. We were on 60 acres or so. And I remember all my friends coming over and we got all of our push bikes, about six of them, tied them together with ropes, tied that to the back of the motorbike and created a bike train.
Oh, love it.
And hooned around the property with all of us in a train behind this motorbike.
Oh, my God.
I like to think parents would have encouraged it in the 90s.
Yeah, get out. Get outside. Don't come home till dinner time.
Yeah, if kids are listening now and your parents are trying to make sure you're safety first and stuff, our parents were trying to kill us in the 90s.
It's only one mild concussion.
Yeah, it's Gary and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I had major FOMO on the weekend.
Oh, did you? Yep. Because you missed out on my birthday at the Adelaide Fringe?
No, I didn't feel that at all. In fact, do you know what really annoyed me about your birthday? It's last week everyone was mentioning it was your birthday and I had forgotten, so I put it in my calendar reminder and then it didn't remind me and so I didn't get told it was your birthday and then I saw you post on Instagram that it was your birthday and so I sent you a message, but I was really annoyed because I was determined to be ahead of the game.
It was still, you sent me a nice message. Chris, your partner, sent me the worst birthday message ever.
What did it say?
It said, happy birthday, no capital letters, and that's it.
I don't think mine was much better than
save
that.
Save your credit. No, at least
save
it was.
Save your credit.
It was the worst. I went through today writing back to people and just saying thank you.
I didn't. No. Oh, that's going to really upset him.
Oh, I'll write back. I'll write, thanks, space, you, no capital letters.
No, I had major FOMO because all of my friends were at concerts and Days on the Greens and fun things like that.
Yes.
Right? One had gone to see A-ha.
Remind me. Oh, yeah.
Genuinely one of my favourite songs ever.
Is that
why
they called A-ha? Did you hear that? And you're like, A-ha, that's what they sing.
Ollie loves it. We sing it together all the time. I could play that song when I go running. I play it over and over and over again.
Oh, my God. Do you? That's so sad.
I play it at least three times a run. It's a good song. Play it again. Just take you. Think of it. Oh, running.
Yeah,
running, 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 running,
running. Running, running, running. Running, running.
And if you saw my running playlist, it's the weirdest mix of a bit of pina colada in there. Then it comes to the weekend. Nah, like it's a real mix. Anyway, then Rick Astley was in town. One of my favourite tunes too, right?
So crap music was really covered for the weekend. My God. Was there anyone good in town?
Rick Astley was great. Apparently he was awesome in concert.
No, he wasn't. I just heard him.
No, that wasn't him in concert.
That sucked.
It's a great song. And he did Lizzo mashups and...
Yeah, because at least some good music. No. You know you're playing your music.
And he did a cover of In Excess. Well. He apparently was awesome. But it got me talking to friends about it because I was like, you know what, I wish I was there. And then I thought, to be honest, I only know those songs. Yep. So what would I do for the rest of the concert?
And go running, 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 running.
I can't remember which friend told me. I grew up with so many friends on the weekend.
Just tell us what happened.
Well, I don't want
you keep using the same device of going, oh, I was chatting with a friend.
No, he wasn't. I can't remember which friend, and I don't want to miscredit whoever it was because it wasn't me that came up with this. But
well,
a friend suggested.
You never use your name,
well,
your sources.
I think it was a friend. Unless, anyway, somebody, I've overheard someone come up with this idea on the weekend.
Did you hear this on another radio station? And now you're trying to desperately cover
somebody
that.
Was talking about the fact that at concerts where you.
Was it Cusie and Ed? Who was it?
Okay. I think it was a friend. Anyway, it's a good idea.
Was it Fifi on breakfast this morning?
That if you're known for your one hit, right? If you're a one hit wonder, that at a concert you should play your one hit wonder twice.
Yeah.
So that you start, boom, you come out like Rick Astley did and play Never Gonna Give You Up, right? And then everyone's like, oh, that's the only one I know. And so you sit through all this stuff you don't know, a bit of In Excess, a bit of Rihanna, a bit of Lizzo.
A bit of Lizzo, a bit of all the good songs. And then you think, when's he going to bring back that rubbish again? hope he drags out that pile of garbage one more time.
No, isn't that a great idea? Then you get it again
it
and
depends
so you
if
leave.
It's that song. If I have to hear that song twice, I'm furious.
You leave and you're like, how good was that? Because you got to hear the song that you love twice.
So are you saying you played it at the start and at the end?
Sure.
Because Sai used to do that with Gangnam Style.
See, perfect.
But he would do it back to back. So he'd go.
That's a bit much.
He'd say, get your phones out, film, take photos. And then he'd say, all right, phones away. We party now.
Oh, so you get to enjoy it phone free and do the moves.
Yes, and do the move, the Gangnam style moves, which for those at home, Bic has broke into in studio.
Isn't that, what do you think about my / whoever's it was theory across the weekend?
I think it's a pretty good theory, yeah. Do you know, yeah, it's good. Actually, upon hearing that, it's awful, never again.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Coming up, well, I did ask our producer, Sonda. She knows what I'm going to talk about next. I said, how can I tease this? And she said, why don't you say, if you think you're a terrible parent, I've got something to comfort you. And I hadn't thought about this next segment as me as a terrible parent, but clearly that's what she thinks
this
is.
Great.
That's coming up next. But now, Jess.
Let's get into this.
Ladies, let's go. The Pussycat Dolls are back and performing live on our world famous rooftop before they headline SoPop this April. Cool, I'm just wanting you to react. All thanks to their new single React and McDonald's, and all the tickets to see them are right here with Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie. The American guy says your name funny. Chloe, are you there?
I sure am.
Megan, are you there?
I am here.
Megan.
How would the American guy say that?
Chloe, are you there? Oh, she's not there when I'm American. Hey, Chloe, are you frothing? Are you frothing to see the Pussycat Dolls?
Absolutely. I've run out of work just to take this call.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll do this quick so that we don't get you in trouble. Okay, we're going to ask you guys
no,
a question. The first person to react, you're going to buzz in with your name and answer the question correctly, and you will win tickets to go see the Pussycat Dolls.
Woo!
Yeah, that was good reaction. That is good stuff there, guys. Are you both ready?
Yes.
How many letters are in the word buttons?
Chloe.
Go for it, Chloe. How many?
Six.
Ooh, bum bum.
What?
Megan?
Five?
No! I was going to say when I saw this question, this is just too easy, this question.
I'm going to open it to them again. Guys, how many letters are in the word buttons?
Chloe.
Chloe, go for it.
Four.
What's happening?
Megan?
Megan, go for it.
Seven.
Boom! Megan, congratulations.
What happened, ladies?
Oh, the stress of it all.
I thought you were going to guess one.
Oh, I was just guessing random stuff at that age. How do you spell it?
B-U-T-T-O-N-S. Good stuff, Megan. You are going to see the Pussycat Dolls.
Woo! You can catch the Pussycat Dolls live on the world-famous rooftop before they return to headline SoPop this April, all thanks to their new single React. And McDonald's, if you want to register and play, carrieandtommy.com.au.
Woo!
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
There's lots of things different about Sonda and I, our producer Sonda. Many things. I could list multiple things in
I've
our life.
I've got bigger boobs.
Yeah.
I'm
so glad you said it because I was just about to say it. And I think you've saved me getting kicked off air.
You do have good norgs. I've never got my norgs out to play the drums before like Sonda has.
Sonda bongos with her norgs.
Yeah. Pretty amazing skill.
Yeah. It's also weird when we're just doing it at a team lunch. We're impressed where she even got the bongos from.
One of the differences is that I have three children and Sonda has one.
Yes.
And it became very apparent to me the difference between one and three children when we were broadcasting from my house the other day in the granny flat, and Evie was hanging around, and Evie's at the stage in life where she just asks a lot of questions.
Question after question.
She talks a lot, which for a child that took a long time to talk, she's making up for it.
Mm.
Don't know where she got it from.
Yes. Anyway. I was just about to say taking after mum, and I, again, caught myself and said, don't do that.
And Sonda, I turned around and they were having a big discussion right when we were trying to work about something. And what was the question that she'd asked you?
She'd asked you.
Sorry. What question had I passed on to you to answer?
Are nuts good for you?
Right.
And you said, yes, sweetie. And she said, why? And you said, and because I think you were trying to work or do something. Yep. And so then I took over.
What did you explain to Evie?
I simply explained that food was made up of different building blocks that people need to grow. You've got carbohydrates, protein, and fats. and that nuts have the right sort of fats and proteins.
At what stage did Evie turn and walk away?
She was fascinated.
She
by
was
me.
Fascinated, and she
no
was,
wonder kids like their screens.
I think she was in I think she was in shock because she's never had one of her questions answered.
What would you?
I would have just said because they are. That would have been my answer. Why they're good for you? I don't know, honey. Just because they are.
I feel like that's a big win for everybody. I feel like Evie now would go, "Oh, thank God, mummy." I asked Sonda that question before,
but then
and
Sonda and I laughed afterwards, and I said, "That's the difference between a mother of one, because you've got beautiful little Henry, who I'm sure you answer his questions like that all the time, because you are Sonda is an amazing mother, very smart, and Henry is also very smart. Now my children, by the third, poor Addie is just going to get me grunting at her.
Yeah, my dad. I was the third. He didn't get out of his chair. No. He just came home and sat there with a glass of red wine and went, "He'll be right."
But then I thought there's lots of other ways that I could that you can tell. For example, Evie just Addie, sorry, once again.
There you go. You forget which one's which. That doesn't happen with one kid, does it?
Addie just had a 12-month maternal health nurse check. 12 months, you say? She's now 14 and a half months. Yep, forgot that it was time to have the 12-month check, right? I thought, tick, tick, there's one. Second of all, went to get Ollie his school uniform.
I thought you were going to say Ollie just had his 12-month maternal health check. He's 11.
No, I got him his school uniform the other day and he said to me, "Mum, my blazer feels a bit big." His hands, the end of his fingers, are probably at the elbow bit.
Yeah.
Like, as in, so...
And so he grows into it.
So he can grow into it.
Yeah, awful.
Well, it's a waste, you know. It's got to go through three children, right? So mum's come round, like she did with us three, and she's turned it inside out and she tacked it up so it can
God,
last him.
Oh, God, poor kid, that's going to be the hottest blazer ever because he's wearing double arms.
And then I thought about Ollie also. He had his first chocolate at Easter when he turned 18 months old. We went for an Easter egg hunt.
Yes.
And he discovered chocolate for the first time. Yep. I reckon Addie's been on a steady diet of chocolate since she was about 6 months old. And I thought, there you have it. See, big differences between having one and three children.
Would you say third is the best?
Chuck out the rest.
Okay. I didn't think you were going to admit to which child was your favourite so easily.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Cusie and Ed just after 5 o'clock.
Nice haircut.
Is that me?
Ed Cavalli.
I thought you were just going to see who took it.
You've had a haircut, have you?
Yes. No, thank you, Carrie. I appreciate that. Yeah, I...
He looked like 10 years... I mean, sorry. I was going to say he looked 10 years younger.
No, I'll take you that as well.
Old. You just
no,
look like
I appreciate
like a,
that.
Looks, making you 10. Doesn't he look so young?
Yeah, no. Yes. Thank you, Carrie. Big boy, this is great. What a great
it's
start.
Wonderful.
Now you're going to have to give him a compliment. Otherwise,
nah, I don't. He's had enough. What's happened to yours? It's like a bird's nest.
Oh, well,
it's a roast.
That makes him feel even better.
Yeah, I think you both look fine.
Yeah, so that,
no, I didn't like
that's
that.
Good for me, but not good for Ed.
Yeah.
I saw a billboard of you two today.
Yeah,
You're dancing in the as is the way of the billboards.
Yes.
Have they altered your arms at all, Tommy?
Have they
modified
them?
Your tattoos at all?
Oh,
I believe you to be less honest. Tattooed in the poster than
whitewash.
You are in real.
Well, whitewash. It's a scandal.
It might be the angle of which they're taking it.
Put your arms up as if you're dancing.
Oh.
Sorry, they're fully
they're
there.
Down. No, they're down. They're further down, which is what's made me think of it because I thought, it's down and it looked like less tattoo-y. Maybe.
But has he got new ones? Do you have new ones since
not
the billboard?
No.
All right, I check that. That could be a...
That's disgusting. They're ashamed of who you really are.
Hey, how did you go last night, Kev?
I had a lot of fun. I went last, which is heaps better than going second. And then...
You headlined. You smashed it. I watched it. It was great.
No,
absolutely
it was
fantastic.
It was good.
And he was not in the bottom two.
Wedge himself in?
I did an Instagram live where I was saying, everyone, watch Ed Cavalli. He's about to dance. And then midway I said... And book tickets for my show in Adelaide. And my wife said, "You're a bad person." I said, "What?
No, you're not.
Oh, you've got to be able to put your own ad in someone else's ad."
Totally fine with that.
I mean, you don't.
Oh, come on, Carrie.
I pushed towards Tommy and Mick Fanning on the project. I didn't push any little things about my upcoming shows.
No. Well, you know what? I'll push towards Tommy on the project, and he doubles up on Here's We Have a Problem.
There it is.
Well.
There it is. There it is.
Perfect. Such a survivor.
I noticed none of you are flinched when I said my up-and-coming shows. Is that because you think I could have some up-and-coming shows? Or you wouldn't think there's a chance that I could have some
up-and-coming
shows?
No, an evening with Carrie Bickmore. It'd be great.
That sounds so boring.
You're a great dancer. Carrie Bickmore should be on Dancing with the Stars.
No, they can't afford her.
She would win it.
They cannot afford her.
Of course they can. What? Is she up getting? She'd get more than you.
Yes.
She would, actually.
Yes.
And he's getting a lot.
As you said it,
he's getting a lot.
I was so taken aback.
The internet says that Tommy's worth? Guess what the internet says Tommy's worth?
5 million.
10?
Is Jesse there? What was it?
107.
Yeah, 107 million.
Million?
Million?
We should find out what it says. Do you know what it says you're worth, Husey?
I've accidentally given me Husey's worth.
No, and then it said I was worth 100,000. Really annoying.
100,000? Is that a day?
I think he's Justin Timberlake. What,
exactly.
What is
million?
Why is he worth 100? He's done that himself.
This was the same site. No, this was the same site that said Carrie and I were married at one stage.
Yeah, right.
Husey's only 10 million.
Yeah. No. He's got that in his wallet.
That's one house.
Husey and Eddie just after 5 o'clock.
There.
Now that the Carrie and Tommy Catch-Up podcast is done for another day, time to think about dinner. Let HelloFresh take the stress out of dinner time tonight, tomorrow, and the next. With everything you need for easy and delicious dinners delivered to your door. HelloFresh. Inspiration delivered.